From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
This is an encore edition of Soundcheck. Some people follow in their parents' footsteps, but only a rare few get to follow in eight generations of footsteps. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and I'm joined in our studio by the sitar master Nishat Khan. He is a champion of the North Indian classical music tradition and is actually helping it evolve in the 21st century. Nishat Khan is also part of one of the first families of Indian classical music. He's here in the studio, sitar in hand, and is going to start us off with a live performance. Here is Nishat Khan.
Thank you.
That is Nishat Khan live on Soundcheck. Nishat, that sounded like the end of some long raga performance. You know how they usually start very slow and they build to this amazing climax. It's like you went straight to the end. What was that?
Well, this is a wonderful gut, a composition that is being handed over down in our family for the last 150 to 180 years.
So it's a relatively recent one then.
It's a recent one, yeah. And I just played you in the middle of that portion of the gut, and I love this. It's very catchy, and it is very into Indian music. It has
right.
the values, so I like to play that.
So that word gut, usually spelled G-A-T,
right.
that's a kind of a composed little song.
That's right. It's like a composition. It's a composed piece which rotates exactly the same, and then you improvise and elaborate upon that piece of music.
And these are passed down through the generations in families, and they seem to, in some families, take on an emotional and almost financial value. I mean, I've heard of guts being used as dowries for weddings and things like that.
That's true. I mean, it's amazing. You know so much about this. Actually, it's very true because these are like very precious styles that were made by individual masters. So they would say, okay, I have this, and I have this from my grandfather or this other great master. And he would say, okay, and I would teach you this. So knowledge is the biggest thing for an Indian classical musician, because, you know, we play music of the past, and then great masters, they improvised, and then that handed down their own styles. And so it becomes like a treasure.
You know? You're handing down not just these little composed pieces, but also a whole style,
absolutely,
a school of improvisation,
yeah,
often within the family.
Yeah.
So how far back are you able to trace your direct family
absolutely.
Lineage?
Absolutely, yeah. We are direct descendants for last eight generations, and then we are descendants from the great Tansen, who was the court musician in the Mughal Emperor Akbar's court. So Tansen had two grandsons, Surat Sen, Nihal Sen, and we come from Surat Sen's family, mm-hmm, down.
And Tansen still considered, in North India, you don't often see composers' yeah. names, but Tansen is one composer name that you will occasionally
absolutely.
See.
Absolutely. Tansen was a great, he was a legend. He brought rain and fire with his music. And this is absolutely documented. These are true facts that actually happened at that time.
So this is like your great, 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 great grand something, uncle or something like that.
Yeah.
Your father, Imrat Khan, great musician
Surbahar
as well.
And sitar player, mm-hmm. Yes.
The Surbahar being kind musician. Of like a bass version of the sitar.
Yeah.
Your
it's
uncle.
Like a cello and violin. You know, if the sitar right. was a violin, a Surbahar is a cello. And both these instruments were played in our family. In fact, Surbahar was invented in our family by my great-grandfather, Imdad Khan. And sitar was also... Basically, the sitar had its evolution in our family. Because in the 14th, 15th century, Amir Khusro... the great saint philosopher came from Persia, and he came into India, and he adopted a certain style. But the sitar was developed and played, and all the modifications, like the strings, the gourd, the sympathetic wires, the style of playing, the amazing techniques that we play, this was all kind of evoluated in our family.
Right. And it's funny, because just a couple of days ago, Hossein Alizadeh, the Persian setar player, was here
right.
with the little, it's a much smaller instrument. It's
yeah.
a lute without the big gourds or anything.
Right.
He was playing that here in the
oh,
studio,
nice.
the kind of the grandfather of your instrument.
Marvelous, yeah.
So we are speaking with Nishat Khan. Let me ask you, being born into a family like this, 400 years of kind of direct ancestry of great musicians, do you just grow up knowing that this is what you're going to do?
Well, a few years ago I said something, a fish doesn't learn how to swim. You see, so it's like in our lives, we are born with this kind of, like I was born and my father, I don't remember when I started playing, because my father brought a small toy sitar and he would kind of let me play for a little while. And before I would get used to it, he would sort of take it away so that I had the interest, and he would keep it up on a cupboard, and he would say, I want. And he would say, no, you can have it a little later, or, entice me with something else. And,
wow.
And so we learned compositions, and it's...
And you learn
psychology
too.
Exactly. It is a very psychological thing, because, you're sitting on the stage, you're kind of put on the stage. Like I was 4 years old, I was put on a stage behind, my father was playing and I was sitting behind, and looking at what 3,000, 5,000 people look like. So I grew up with people, and then I did my first concert when I was 7 years old. I played the first ever national program, being the youngest musician in India to play that national program. Because those days, India did not have television. We had radio. So radio was the biggest entertainment, and it still is,
mm-hmm.
especially your kind of radio. So it was just wonderful to do that. And so that's how I started growing up and playing music.
Well, we can continue talking in a moment, but can you give us an example maybe of, show us what a gut one of these
okay.
little songs that's passed down in the family sounds like. And then, maybe we can kind of follow that as you do another piece for us.
Okay, so a gut is like a composition, which is like a it is fixed in a rag. And it's played with a rhythm, with a tabla. So it goes like, I'll give you a gut.
Thank you.
So that's the gut. Now I'm going to improvise. Now a little diversion. This is the motion. So it's movement of the composition, and then you have that. Then you have improvisations in between, and that's how you elaborate in a concert.
And you would learn these by singing them? Because these would have been vocal originally.
Yes. Well, some of them are vocal. This particular gut is an instrumental because the right hand work... That right hand work was very much earlier, my grandfather's time. So this is an old composition.
Mm-hmm.
But the new compositions, which are like more vocal, like... Da 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 da. That is a different style of music. I'll play you a very short gut that I made,
okay,
which is kind of more elaboration on the left hand playing. It's very complex and very difficult to play. This is it's a typical style of mine because I love difficulty.
Yeah.
I love challenges.
Well, that's rhythmically. I can't imagine
how,
if your tabla player has to stick with you there. That's a real challenge. That also, yeah, with all the shaking of the notes in that little piece.
Yeah,
that almost sounds South Indian.
You're absolutely right. I mean, South Indian music uses a lot of these little decorations and intricate elements, but this is called gamak. So in a sense that it's very difficult to play on the sitar, because sitar is like, you can see there are frets there and there are strings, and these frets are, some of them can be moved. But playing, that kind of effect of pull, it can only come from pulling. And then you have to pull right on, because you're judging the... You know, like in a guitar, you pull two notes, but in the sitar, you can play up to five notes. And I just pulled that.
That's all one... You played five distinct notes just by bending the string.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
We're speaking with Nishat Khan. Now, this is, you know, all very much in the classical tradition, but you're very much a 21st century guy, too, and
thank
you've done
you.
A lot...
Wearing a black tie here.
Wearing a black tie.
It's amazing.
You've done collaborations with Philip Glass, with Carlos Santana, speaking of guitarists, and John McLaughlin, and Paco Peña. We're about to hear a very unusual collaboration that you did with a European early music band, the Ensemble Gilles Benchois. This is some music from an album called Meeting of Angels, featuring my guest, Nishat Khan. You're hearing Nishat Khan playing the sitar with the early music group known as the Ensemble Gilles Benchois from Europe. Meeting of Angels is a combination of Gregorian chant and Indian classical music. Nishat, were there sort of specific court or religious associations to this music, especially in your family over the centuries?
Yes, there was. I mean, we've always, we have been spiritually inclined in the sense that we believed in masters and saints, And all the great musicians, they were linked to someone or the other in a different mystical dimension. And that kind of brought, the music had many beautiful compositions that dedicated to them, you know. And so that was another dimension in the music. And as techniques developed, then the order of playing also changed. So it was from these compositions to the creative elements of improvisations. A lot of improvisations developed from that.
So there is a definite kind of mystical slash spiritual cast to much of this music. And one of the interesting things is, in a part of the world where we've seen centuries of sectarian violence, mm-hmm. and it's obviously still going on today, you often have Muslim musicians playing music that is literally Hindustani.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's true. That's true. I mean, I must point out that these sectarian violences are not really from the people, but it's more nearer the election when people sort of politicians stoke these violences. But the people are all. India is an incredible country where Indians have been growing up with cultures around them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the Muslim musicians, they will sing Hindu gods and goddesses prayers, and they will sing the name of Allah and Muhammad and Ali. And then, you know, they will do that, and it's more about humanity and spiritualism, and less about organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason I did Meeting of Angels, this record with Gregorian chants, because the first time I heard the record of Gregorian chants, I had goose pimples. My hair stood up in my hands, and
so
I was listening to this kind of
that.
Music. So there was a beautiful connection there, and the flow of the music is very similar to melodic patterns of Indian music.
So. Well, Nishat Khan, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been a lot
pleasure.
Of fun. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Allison Lichter and Brian Wise. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here on New York Public Radio. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.